Welcome to the Time Management Podcast with me, your host, Abigail Barnes. I'm a productivity coach, global speaker, time management author, and award-winning entrepreneur on a mission to share the 888 formula with the world and to remind you that it's your time. Leave it to me to bring you new time management tips, tricks, tools, and strategies, to introduce you to guests, research, and case studies from around the world, and to give you a simple five-step process you can follow to up-level your productivity, achieve your goals, and create a life that exceeds your wildest dreams. I'm so excited that you're here, so let's get started. Welcome to the show. It's you and me today for a conversation all about resetting your productivity story, how to turn your time into success. I'm so excited that we're going to get to speak about this. This episode is for you if you are often finding yourself saying, I don't have enough time. It's also for you if you are currently feeling overwhelmed with how you manage your time and all the responsibilities that you have. And it's for you if you are ready for things to be easier, if now is the time for you to start telling your new productivity story. Let's dive straight in. I have divided this week's episode into three sections. The first, we're going to talk about beliefs. The second, we're going to talk about what happens when these beliefs become your stories. And then thirdly, we're going to wrap it up with a conversation about systems, processes, rules, and rituals. And there is some really great homework for you too. Let's start with this conversation about beliefs. In essence, beliefs are just things that you have picked up in the world, in your life. They are things that you, as the word suggests, believe, but they're not necessarily true. They're just what you currently believe. Here are eight limiting beliefs about time that over the last 10 years of running my business, I have heard clients, audiences around the world, and even myself saying until we became aware that they were just not true anymore. So the first one is, I don't have enough time. It's quite simply a belief. You have time. If there was something that you really, really wanted to do, say if somebody invited you to that event that you really want to go to, you would find the time. If somebody was going to pay you £1 million, you would find the time. If there was a once in a lifetime opportunity, you would find the time. You have time. There are things that are stopping you from seeing that perspective. And that's what we talk about in this podcast, the other episodes. And that's what we'll talk about in this episode today. But that is limiting belief number one. Limiting belief number two is other people's time is more important than mine. This is something that you most likely picked up over your life experience from your childhood, from your educators, from other people that you spent time with who attempted to impress upon you that their desires were more important than yours. And it became your belief. Their time, their requirements went on a pedestal and yours took second place. I'm not discounting that at some points in our life, certain activities do require priority. That's a whole separate conversation. What I'm talking about with this specifically is when you find yourself being subservient to somebody else's requirements and sacrificing or compromising your own. Number three, work-life balance is a myth. This one gets me so deeply. Fundamentally, why are we here? We're not here to work and then die. We're here to live. And working is what pays for that life. It's almost like we've put the cart before the horse. We've got confused in our own heads about where the priorities lay. Work-life balance isn't some kind of, I'd love to be able to do it, to have it sometime, and or an argument about, well, I just want to call it lifestyle, or I don't like the word balance, or I want to blah, 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 blah. Let's take that out of the equation for a minute and call it life. It fundamentally comes down to the belief, I am not allowed to spend my time to create the life I want. That is number three. Number four, I don't have time for my well-being, which may very well be true at the moment. But coming back to belief number one, I don't have time, but you would find time if somebody was going to pay you £1 million. I don't have time for my well-being is the same. I am not prioritizing my health, in essence, is what is being said when that sentence is being used. As somebody who in previous episodes has shared that one, they had a stroke at the age of 32, that two, they also have had scoliosis all their life and had it operated on at the age of 18. So have very strongly been aware of the importance of having a strong body to support the consequences of that operation, which was titanium rods. Not making time for your well-being is literally saying, I'll be here for as long as I can be here. I'll give it a good go. You would never drive your car until the rubber on the tires was burning through, until the metal was clinking on the road. You wouldn't leave the house for a big day with a mobile phone that wasn't charged. And yet, I don't have time for my well-being. It's a limiting belief. And the belief is it's not important. It's not a priority. My health is not a priority. When you get ill, your health will suddenly become a priority. Don't let it get to that stage. And that's not to say that some illnesses aren't hereditary. That's to say, control the controllables, look after what you can. Number five, I can't afford to try something new. This may be true. However, who said that the things you want to try actually cost money? That the things you're not already doing aren't costing money? The assumption is just a no. Before any assessment, any evaluation, any reconciliation has even been done. And then number six, busy people are important people. This is one that I had since the age of 8, when as young children, we spent a summer holiday trip at the Bank of England in London's financial district. My mum took my brother, sister and I on a trip to go to the Bank of England. And we sat outside the Royal Exchange eating our cheese sandwiches, watching all the people go by. And I, at the age of 8, made up a story that these busy people must all be important people. And I wanted to be one of them. And for my life, I have had to retell that story in a way that perhaps these people that looked busy, that were rushing from place to place, perhaps they were late. That doesn't make them important. Busy people are not necessarily important people. Important people may have lots of things to do. Equally, I know a lot of important people who have fewer and fewer things to do. In fact, the more important they became, the less they had to do because they delegated it and outsourced it to other people. They also had support, they had assistance, they got teams, and they became less busy. Number seven, it's too late to change now. My friend, I truly believe while there is still a breath in our bodies, it is never too late to change. We have the opportunity to change and change and change until the end. And then number eight, only successful people have enough time. If you continue with this belief, only successful people have enough time, it is the eternal chicken and egg. What came first, the chicken or the egg? You will never get where you want to go if you do not allow yourself to reframe that story. Successful people, 99.9% of the time, did not begin as successful people. They had to adopt different beliefs about time. That's partly what this episode is about today. It's greatly what the intention of this podcast is about. Every single guest who is coming on is presenting their journey, their story. I always ask them the question, what was your relationship like with time when you were younger? Because I am building a body of proof for me, for you, and for all of us that there is a journey to get to the end destination. And spoiler alert, the end destination usually is the end of our lives. So I don't know about you, I am quite happy to keep enjoying the journey. It comes down to, though, we want to enjoy the good journey. We don't want to enjoy the bad journey. But when we reframe that the good and the bad are all the ingredients that make that delicious cake that we enjoy, then we can start to see that one without the other would not create the whole. They are not good or bad. They are just the sum of all the parts. Those are the eight limiting beliefs. Your homework question for this part of this week's podcast is to journal on Which of those 8 limiting beliefs about time do you identify with the most? And do you have any others? What else came up for you while I was sharing those examples, including the yeah, buts? Because nothing I say is the final truth. The truth that you believe is your truth. Nobody is in charge of the truth. There isn't one truth. There are multiple ways to get out of the same exit. We're all going out of the same exit. There are multiple ways to get there. Whatever you believe is what you need to believe. This conversation is to help shine a light on the limitation of these 8 beliefs when it comes to your time, how much time you believe you have, and what kind of a life that amount of time can create. So let's move on to section 2. This is when these beliefs become your stories. This is how these unconscious thoughts, beliefs start to create the life experience you have right now. This is how time is currently working for you. And this is when we can talk about a subject called neuroplasticity. After my stroke, I needed to know that my brain, parts of it that had died as a result of the stroke, I needed to know that my brain wasn't dead, that my brain would rewire itself. So I went down a rabbit hole of neuroplasticity, did some qualifications in it, learnt a lot about what happens in the brain. And as a result of this, I can tell you that a subject area that they discovered known as neuroplasticity means that we can rewire our brain constantly throughout our entire lives. They used to believe that after the age of 7 or 8, our brains stopped doing that process. This work discovered that that wasn't true, that neuroplasticity occurs throughout our entire life. So we can constantly rewire the neural pathways in our brain. Neurons that fire together, wire together, but we can change those links. It is possible. These beliefs about time, these beliefs about productivity, these beliefs about success, it is possible to rewire them, to change them, to tell a new story. And it starts off by identifying, this is your next homework question, number 2, identifying what stories you're telling about how time currently works for you. Fundamentally, our brains are designed to keep us safe. The fear success loop comes down to a desire for safety. If I fail, I will be unsafe. If I succeed, I will be unsafe. And these are stories. Failure isn't truly the story we believe. You don't know what failure feels like until you failed. And success isn't truly the story. You don't know what success feels like until you've succeeded. Each one of these, they're at 2 ends of the spectrum. Both of these are unsafe because we don't know them. So our brain is happy to keep us where we are right now in our comfort zone because that is what it knows. The productivity mindset is very closely linked to episode 25, where we talked about imposter syndrome, which is understanding your self-worth and your worthiness. Again, stories that we are telling ourselves to keep ourselves safe about what we believe is possible for somebody like us. These are subconscious stories in the main, which are creating conscious habits, and we can change them. In episode 27, I shared the story by Portia Nelson, the autobiography, about walking down the street, seeing the hole and falling in, chapter 1. Chapter 2, walking down that same street, knowing there's a hole, falling in. And the story continues. Listen to episode 27 for that story. It is a great one to reiterate how our mind and our habits are just continually creating the same results until we stop. And finally, for this episode, the third part, systems and processes, rules and rituals. I recommend, if you have not, you check out episode 15 of the podcast, Where's All My Time Going? You do a time audit for 7 days to find out what is going on. If you don't know where your time is going, it is very hard to start to create the changes because you quite simply are not seeing these subconscious patterns. This conversation here today is starting to unearth them and shine a light on them. When you have that data black and white in front of you, either written down or in the Excel spreadsheet, if that's how you choose to track, it becomes immediately obvious. That's what I believe. That's where my time's going. That's where a complex process is unnecessary. One of my clients did the time audit and then did a time audit session one-to-one with me and discovered that one of the things that was slowing them down was running multiple diaries. They had a diary for their home life, they had a diary for their work life, and they were struggling to keep on top of everything. When they combined the two diaries, created a color coding system, instantly they could see what was going on. They had a new process, they had a new system. It was so simple. And one thing I would love you to take away from these episodes and these conversations I have, time management, productivity is so simple. It's not easy because we believe it needs to be harder. We believe there needs to be a different way. We hear the answer, combine the two diaries and go, oh, well, that's so obvious. But when you do what's obvious, everything changes. So episode 15. If at this stage you want to dip your toe in, but you don't necessarily want to buy the book, you can download a free chapter of the book and get started. The link is in the show notes below. The links are also there to buy the book. You can buy the book on our website. You can buy a Kindle version. You can buy a print version. You can buy it on Amazon around the world. It is being read around the world. So many countries now, I have lost track. What I do know is that the podcast is now being listened to in 77 countries around the world. I believe at the last count, we had readers in 110 countries around the world. Your systems and your processes are what will help you to turn your time into success. They are what will help you to be more productive. And with this third area, I said rules and rituals. This is linking to the conversation just now about stories. Become aware of the rules and the rituals you are setting for yourself. I need to do this to do this. It has to be like that to get to that. These things are stealing your time. The third and final homework question is, what's one change you are going to make off the bat of this episode? Because information without application will not change your life. When you change the way you look at your time, the time you have will change. That's my own quote. I'm sharing this because, as I've said, time management is simple. It's only not easy because people don't do anything with the knowledge. Knowledge is not power. Results are power. Actions create results, which creates the power. This episode today has been all about how to reset your productivity story, which starts by becoming aware of the story you're telling in order to tell a new story, to turn your time into success. Download a free chapter of the book, best way to get started. If you're ready, buy a copy of the book. If you want to work with me one-to-one, the links are all below. Any questions you've got, send an email. And finally, as we wrap this episode up, please, please, please leave a review wherever you are listening to this. If you're on Spotify, you can leave a star. If you are on iTunes or the Googles or the Amazons or any of the other online places, please write a review. Even if it's just, I loved it. Thank you. So helpful. But the more you write, I love, love, love reading them, and they help get the podcast out to more people. The mission is to get this message into the ears of more people around the world. And for that, you can help. So until next time, my friend, stay safe, stay well, and remember, it's your time. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you loved what you heard, be sure to let me know by leaving a review so I can keep the good stuff coming. Come and say hi on Instagram at Success by Design Training, or visit my website, successbydesigntraining.com, or connect with me on LinkedIn. Just search Abigail Barnes. Until next time, don't forget, you are amazing and it's your time.